Wake Up Call on WCLS continues 7:03 on this Wednesday morning. And getting ready for some high school football this week. We'll have the game for you. Talisey-Sylacauga this week as the Tigers return to the gridiron at Jay Hanebron Stadium. Sylacauga's first-year head coach, Andrew Zhao, joining us via the phone this morning. Coach, appreciate your time this morning. Looking forward to seeing you this week.
And good morning, and looking forward to it as well. And you guys be safe out there, man.
No doubt. You are in your first year, as I just mentioned, at Sylacauga, but you've been in the high school ranks here now. It's your ninth season. Started at Montevallo, Calera, Bessemer City, now Sylacauga. As a former player, obviously, I want to talk about that in a little bit too. Alabama quarterback, everybody knows. But now a coach, I know you've seen, and everybody is seeing this, it's unprecedented. Nothing like this ever. What's it been like for you here going into a new school, being a new first-year coach, and having to deal with the coronavirus this season?
It has been difficult. There's no doubt about it. And I think the toughest thing is any new coach that came into a system this year, and if they were like we were, I got the job in March, into February or March. Had to be quarantined, so everyone went home for a few months. So I didn't get a chance to do spring or meet players like to. So that was tough. And then getting a chance to get the staff together, and we all come together in June. Players get here in June, and it's just been a difficult time. But we made the best of it. I think we just enjoyed getting back and getting the chance to at least play the game and coach the game. So yeah, it's been tough, but man, it's one of those things where you have to go out and you play, tell the players how you play every game like it's your last, because you never know.
That is true. 8 years preceding your arrival there, Sylacauga has been a playoff team. And I noticed in all but one of those, 7 of 8, they have made the first round, but they weren't able to get past it. Just in 2013, they went to the second round. So I know that's something, that's a hump that they want to get over. What does it take to make a run into the postseason?
Well, you know, Coach Griff did an outstanding job of setting a standard when it comes to how well they prepared and how disciplined they are. But like any other program, there's some challenges within. If there need be some changes, we need to do that. But to get back to the playoffs is always important. But like you said, getting over that hump of the first round is, but don't let that be the only one. You know, sometimes teams say, hey, look, we're going to get to the playoffs, get past first round, and hey, we made it, but and not play well that game after that. So I'm looking forward to continue to play in ball, and regardless of who we're playing or what we're in or what stage we're in, whether it be, you know, regular season or playoffs, we need to come out and play a certain standard. And it's a standard that we're going to set no matter who we're playing.
Yeah, Coach Matt Griffith, who you're talking about, the epitome of consistency. There's a lot of 8-win seasons on there, and that's pretty good in high school football. You, as you take over now, and you talk about trying to get past that and see how far these guys can go, I guess you got an early measuring stick this past weekend when you played Central of Clay County, and the game was close. 27-22 was a loss for you guys in your first region game. But talk about that, this team, of course, the two-time defending champion.
Yeah, we knew what we were up against going into that game, but I think the kids honestly felt like towards the end of the game that we sort of let them get by. We made several mistakes and had two crucial turnovers. They score right before half. We drive back down, and you know, we made a couple of mistakes as far as in our decision making. But man, what an opportunity to go up against the top team in the state, and definitely a two-time defending champion, and have them where you want them, and we just let them go. And but that's what a championship team does. They, you know, they capitalize on your mistakes, and if you give them anything, they'll definitely take it, because they're going to take everything they want for the most part. But man, our guys played real hard defensively. We played hard. We're able to do some things that we got solid in and comfortable in, and offensively we're able to, you know, score points. That was one thing I told our players. I said, and our coaches, hey, look, we got to put points on the board. And we were able to do that. We just didn't do it as consistent as I wanted to.
You got Talisey this week. What do you see out of the Tigers? I know out to an 0-2 start. It's the first time Coach Mike Battles has actually been 0-2 since 1999 himself.
Yeah, I just see size, man. I mean, the biggest thing is that we're concerned about size. They're big and they're athletic in some areas that concern us. Offensively, they get into a couple of sets that sort of give people problems, and whether it be their Notre Dame box or whether it be their spread. So they can do some things that can give you problems. You got to be physical up front. Once again, you're in a tough region, and those guys are going to be no different than what we've seen in the first couple of weeks with Lees, Lincoln, and Central Clay. So they're going to look at some areas they can exploit. Their number three is a dynamic player, and like I said, some of those guys defensively are pretty good, has pretty good size.
On your staff, Antonio Langham is part of that. Talk about that connection, you two former Alabama players.
I was at Montevallo when Langham started working with me. We've known each other for a few years and just sort of in passing, but we all got opportunity to play a basketball game, offense versus defense, at an Alabama sort of reunion type deal we have every year. And I got a chance to know him and see his character then, and some of his, he's so charismatic. And then he's able to, come over and help me over at Montevallo. I asked him, hey, look, come and work with my DBs. And he did. And he's been great for me. He does everything for free, and it's sort of hard to get someone to come out every day and be a coach and not reward him for anything. So the ongoing joke is that I feed him a cheeseburger every now and then for a pregame meal. And then he told Coach Saban one day, and Nick tells me, hey, why don't you give the man a value meal instead? I said, man, the negotiations are not on the table right now, Coach. So I got him where I want him. But, no, he's been a great asset to my programs and that I've been at. And the kids love him, and they know his history. They know, we get a chance to put a guy on our staff who's been at all levels. And then, once again, he's a great guy and a great coach.
We got a fan that's a listener here that wants to meet you. And he says, can I get down there and get an autograph? And I was just like, no, we're not letting people on the field to get autographs this year. But that's what – I guess you get that some, you and Antonio, when you think about it, because, everybody remembers your playing days, and I bet you get that everywhere you go, don't you?
Man, it's been fun. I enjoy it, honestly. I think it's still to be relevant, man. You just want to, as a player, as an athlete, you still want people to sort of notice you every now and then. And Langham gets it more than I do, man, and he can handle it. Some days he has to be me, and he does a great job of it. But he loves it, man, and people love him. And he draws a lot of people to him. But yeah, it's fun, man. We get a chance to continue to talk about some old days at Alabama and continue to coach football and help these young men hopefully get an opportunity to do the same.
Yeah, he had a documentary done about his play in the Alabama-Florida first SEC title game, and that's a great piece. But, you've got some great memories, too. And Trey, co-host here, we were talking about it. And I obviously think back to a game I attended when you were quarterback at Alabama. You beat Auburn 31-7 back in the early 2000s. But Trey remembers one. I guess you were just getting into the game early in your college career when you went and brought Alabama back against LSU. Do you have a moment that stands out or in particular?
I get teased about that LSU game because of my interview at the end, because I was trying to give shots out to my wife and son back home, and it was just bad. I was young and not really smart, I guess. But, I think there's a few games that I do have. But Auburn's one. Florida, my sophomore year, was a great one. But, it's statistically, I have to go back to Southern Miss, man, my freshman year. I mean, I threw for 360-some yards and had a great, stats that day. But the way I finished my season finished my career at Alabama was probably my best when it comes to overall just games. You had the Mississippi State game I came in and played, Auburn game I came in and played well. And I was player of the game all four of those games that I played my senior year. But the Auburn game was great. LSU game was probably great and embarrassing at the same time. But we definitely had a good time.
Well, don't have a – what I was going to say, now we look a lot like LSU. I mean, we replicate the LSU.
Yeah,
Andrew, I don't want you to have a great game just because we look like LSU.
Well, my high school, I was looking at it, I was like, man, my high school – we looked exactly like Tallahassee and LSU. Everything they did, we sort of did from LSU standpoint. So I grew up in the purple and gold, man, and we really got after. Like, we won 3 state championships in a row in high school, and LSU was sort of our thing, man. We just rolled with it. But those colors, man, they do mess me up, because I look at them watching film, and I'm thinking, man, am I going to see my head coach on the sideline? Am I going to see one of my friends on the field? So what a color, sort of interested to see this, because it does bring back memories.
You mentioned Coach Saban a little bit. I guess you're still kind of tied into the program. You never get away from it. How closely are you connected to Alabama these days?
I coach, so it's tough to get down. And so many people, it's changed so much. But Langham's on a board down there, it sort of keeps us connected. I do know. I do go to a couple of games every year, and at times I do go down to practices and get a chance to walk through the facility, see coach, and go to a practice and just walk around a little bit. So that's always fun. But you try to stay connected as much as you can. But with this current situation, I haven't been in Tuscaloosa, I haven't been in Tuscaloosa since before, since the after season from last year.
Yeah. Any predictions for this season? You think we're going to get through it? I know you kind of made reference to that just on the high school level, but you think we'll finish this year and it'll be just, kind of different. Obviously, there are not as many teams playing college football.
Right. I do think we will start and we'll have an opportunity to finish it, but it's how we handle it from not only the kids and kids who are playing, but the kids, but the adults, and how you monitor and your decision making moving forward. So there's some things that we have to do, but yeah, I think we'll attempt, and I guarantee you in the South, man, we'll try to finish this thing.
Yeah, we love our football down here, no doubt. Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. We look forward to seeing you guys Friday. Thanks again for being with us, and maybe we'll do this again some other time.
Hey, man, anytime you guys let me know.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Coach.
Appreciate you guys.
Talk to you soon. Andrew Zal, the coach at Sylacauga High School in his first year there, been very successful on the high school level. Obviously, you remember he was an Alabama quarterback. He did a lot there, too.
Yeah, he did.
More big things will be coming for him, I'm sure.
Sure.
As you said, but let's wait till after this Friday, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't want to reminisce on the LSU game.
Yeah.
No way.
Of course, we'll have the game for you Friday, 6 o'clock airtime, 7 o'clock kick back at Tattlesy's J. Hyde O'Brien Stadium. If you have plans to get tickets, the opportunities for that game come this week. The students will be offered the first dibs on them today and tomorrow, but tomorrow afternoon, whatever's left will be from 4 until 5:30. And the drive-through pickup style behind the high school. So get in line. There was a long line for that last one, the Real Tech game. We'll see if they have similar interest for this one coming up. More coming up next. Jerry Cunningham joins us after this quick timeout.